You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. So you probably know that former US President Donald Trump had been banned from Facebook and Twitter. Facebook had put an indefinite ban on Trump after a mob attacked the US Capitol building on January 6th this year. Now, since then, Facebook's oversight board, which is sort of like the Supreme Court of Facebook, or at least that's what Mark Zuckerberg called it once, the oversight board has been looking at the Donald Trump case because it has been referred. The oversight board is supposed to take the final call on the really controversial content takedowns or bans like this. And this Donald Trump issue was a big deal because whatever the board would say would have an impact not just on whether Donald Trump returns to Facebook. It was going to have an impact on how Facebook deals with these celebrities and politicians and heads of state and powerful people in future. Now, the board has been looking at it for 3 months, and this week they came up with a decision. And if you ask me, the decision is kind of confusing. What the board said is that it upholds Facebook's ban, and it said that whatever Trump said on the social media platforms, it encouraged and legitimized violence and it put people's lives at risk. They said that it severely violated Facebook's rule and hence the ban should be upheld. However, the board also criticized Facebook here, saying that they should have come up with a punishment that is already laid down in Facebook's policies. It turns out that indefinite bans are not part of Facebook's policies. So the board said that this ban, when you say it's an indefinite suspension of Donald Trump's account, that is arbitrary. And it told Facebook to think over this over the next 6 months and come up with a new solution. So essentially, it's sort of like the board saying, yes, Trump did wrong, but Facebook couldn't have given him the punishment. It's sort of like saying that, you know, if a court comes up with a punishment that is not laid down in the penal code, it's like that. Facebook's policies do not say an indefinite ban can happen, and as a result, the board is saying that you cannot come up with this ban. Now, as I said earlier, whether Donald Trump comes back to social media or not does not matter. What matters even more here is that this is supposed to set an example for how platforms like Facebook deal with these heads of state and powerful people. And it's overall a comment on how powerful these companies are and that they can essentially censor free speech if they want to. That is something Donald Trump has also alleged, of course, but that is a whole other discussion that we are not going to have on this podcast. The point here is that Facebook needs to figure out how to deal with such topics. And it's not just a matter of dealing with heads of state. Facebook's rules have been looked at as arbitrary. Often the decisions Facebook makes have been looked at as sort of a black hole. Nobody knows how these decisions are being made. And that has been a big point of criticism, not just from celebrities or experts, from just regular users. There are so many examples of people who have written nothing controversial, nothing that is wrong. People may have written something as simple as, hey, this is my first post on Facebook in X months. And they have been banned from the platform for that, for some reason. And there are no explanations for this. Of course, Facebook allows people to appeal, and sometimes when people appeal, Facebook just restores their access. But it still raises the question, why did all of this happen? And to that end, the board has made some recommendations. Now remember, the oversight board is supposed to make these recommendations and Facebook is supposed to take them into consideration for future policies. So one of the recommendations that the board has made is that in future, if a head of state or high government official repeatedly posts messages that pose a risk of harm, Facebook should either suspend the account for a definitive period or delete the account. Now, I'm still not sure what this means, because essentially I think the board is trying to say that instead of putting an indefinite ban on something, just delete the account. Why are you letting the account exist? I'm guessing that's what they mean. It has also directed Facebook to assess the risk of inciting harm before such suspensions end. That is, when a time-bound suspension is put, they have to figure out how long, because they have to figure out if restoring access to an account can incite the same violence again. For example, should Donald Trump's account have been restored the day after the attack? That is essentially a question that the board is asking Facebook to answer here. Now, these are the two big recommendations. The board has also made other recommendations, which you can read about in our story on LiveMint.com. Now, the board has also told Facebook to publish a report that explains what its thinking is. And it has said that Facebook has to come up with a way so that these decisions are not such a black hole. And that is important here, because, like I said, this is a question that a lot of us have had. The other day I found a fake account on my name on Instagram. I reported it and I almost instantly got a response saying it does not violate Instagram's community standards. I don't know how that happened. So yes, there are issues like this that Facebook has been facing, and the decision that the oversight board has taken, personally, it is a little disappointing. I expected clearer terms, but then this is the whole point here, that these policies are difficult to figure out. And what the board's recommendation has done is that it is yet another point that Facebook has to take into account, and Facebook has to sort of come up with a solution now. I wish the board had put a time frame on the solutions as well. It hasn't. It has put a time frame on how long Facebook can take to decide on Trump's ban, but on the rest of the policies, I wish there was a time frame, but there isn't, unfortunately. Either way, it is still a big development, because whatever happens to Trump's account now will also dictate what happens in the future. And if you're looking for an Indian context here, remember that there have been big content takedowns in India as well. Facebook has been criticized for not taking down content at times, for taking down content that many think shouldn't be taken down. Facebook's ex-policy chief Ankhi Das has quit the company after reports emerged that she had opposed bans on certain BJP politicians. And all of this comes into this debate that what should these platforms do? Should these platforms even have a say on what public officials say? Of course, we all have our opinions, but what the board's decision has done is that it sort of fast tracks the policy making in a way, and of course governments will weigh in eventually, but what this does is that it sets us on the path to figure out these policies. And of course, whatever Facebook comes up with will eventually affect what Twitter and everybody else does as well. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.